I never know what to do next, but I will tell you something. This is for someone who's here. I was reading to high schools in California a few years ago about the time that registration for the draft began again. And these students were listening to poetry, and they were listening to me talk about Latin America, and they were very sweet. And then they would put up their hands and say, "Ms. Forche, should we register for the draft?" And I said, "Well, you remember," I said, "I can't really tell you what to do, but I can direct you and your memory, you know, in the matter, and you will have to ponder this for yourself." So we start talking about Vietnam. And I got these sort of empty looks. And they said, "Ms. Forche, we were 4 years old when the Vietnam War ended, and we don't remember anything. You know, I remember once my mom said something about it, but it was sort of like that." And I said, "What years were you born?" And it turns out that some of them were born after President Kennedy was killed. And I didn't think anyone was that young, you know, was going to school, because I had lost track of time, and I thought anyone who's wearing blue jeans must be all about the same age, you know. I had become an old person. So I said, I realized that I said, "Well, I don't know how to help you, but I will tell you that you should read and think very carefully," and so on and so on. So I wrote a poem for them. I thought, it's time. I have become an old person, and now I have to write a poem for the young ones who are coming of age now. And so I decided to write one as a member of what I call, you know, my generation. And I decided to call that anyone, male or female, who was of draft age anytime during the Vietnam War. So that's from that to this new ones who were born after President Kennedy was killed. It's called Selective Service. And the other thing, and I guess you have mountains here, so I don't have to worry about this, but in California also, I use an image of snow angels, you know, the kids who lie on the ground and make wings and things. And I got blank looks on that, too. Right? "We rise from the snow where we've lain on our backs and flown like children, from the imprint of perfect wings and cold gowns. And we stagger together, wine-breathed, into town where our people are building their armies again, short years after body bags, after burnings. There is a man I've come to love after 30, and we have our rituals of coffee, of airports, regret. After love, we smoke and sleep with magazines, two shot glasses on the black and white collapse of hours. In what time do we live that it is too late to have children? In what place that we consider the various ways to leave? There is no list long enough for a selective service card shriveling under a match, the prison that comes of it. A flag in the wind eaten from its pole and boys sent back in trash bags. We'll tell you, you were at that time learning fractions. We'll tell you about fractions. Half of us are dead or quiet or lost. Let them speak for themselves. We lie down in the fields and leave behind the corpses of angels." So,